From your vantage point, what's the preparation like this week, knowing you guys just played Green Bay a couple weeks ago?
Really not much different. You know, we're not treating this week any different than the other week, and you know, we're preparing as usual. You know, we had an extra week, but didn't know we were going to play Green Bay with the bye week. But you know, I think we're extremely prepared and excited to play, and can't wait for Saturday.
Do you expect mostly the same stuff, or do you expect some new wrinkles to throw at you?
Really, you got to prepare for anything. You know, for a while they haven't really been running their base pressures that they've been running so much earlier in the season, and really just kind of just playing really good, solid defense, and you know, not doing anything too out of the ordinary. A lot of kind of base coverages. You get basically every variation of two high coverage. You know, a lot of the stuff they've been doing just really this last month or so is different than what they were doing before. But we're prepared for them changing up with a new wrinkle or going back to some of their old pressures that they were doing earlier in the year, or just playing really kind of base down stuff with single backer dogs or four man rushes, whatever it may be. We're just trying to cover our bases and be prepared to play our best football.
About the pressure, Carson, get your attention that it wasn't just Matthews and Pepper. Suddenly Neal and Perry are getting things done off the edge too. And how difficult is it when there are multiple players who can get home?
Oh, extremely difficult. You know, they have, I don't know, I was counting on the film, I think, you know, seven guys that can rush the passer. You know, really, really physical group. There's not, you know, a small, quick, fast guy. They're all big. They all run well. They're all really strong at the point of attack. They can set the edge. They all have different pass moves to win in one-on-one games on the outside. They do a good job with games inside. You know, TE stunts and all the different things you get, especially when Clay's involved. So, you know, it's just a very, very solid group with no weaknesses and you know, a defense that's got a lot of experience and played in big games and won big games and really the kind of defense you just have to go out and play your best football to beat.
Picking up on something you just said there, the last couple of weeks they've used a lot more stunts and twists involving Matthews. Generally speaking, from the quarterback position, what does it look like coming at you when a defense uses stunts, and what are the difficulties there?
Well, you really try not to look at it. You know, I'm always focused on what's going on downfield and where the ball needs to go or what side of the field I need to be working on. Once you start looking at the rush, that's really what the defense wants you to do. So, really, that's not my focus. I have so much faith in the guys in front of me and trust that if it is just a straight four-man rush, if it's a six-man pressure, if there's a bunch of stunts and games going on inside, I trust that those guys will handle it because they've done it time and time again against great fronts, and that's just basically what I expect.
Carson, how does your receiving core now compare to others you've worked with in your career, particularly in terms of speed?
Well, top to bottom, it's got to be the fastest group in the game right now. I can't think of one off the top of my head that would beat us in a four-man relay. You know, it's explosive. It's we have big physical possession type receivers. We have guys that can take the top off and open up the middle of the field, and we have guys that can win one-on-one. So it's a really good mix of you know, some youth, some experience, some physicalness, some pure just blazing speed. But everybody, I think the most important thing is everybody just wants to win, and there's not one guy that wants the ball more than another. And if he doesn't get it, you know, there's no fits thrown or any issues like that. There's no prima donna type guys. They're just hard playing football players that just want to win and are happy when other guys get the ball, and obviously extremely happy when they get the ball.
Carson, in that same vein, when you guys came into this season, did you feel like this group could be as explosive as you guys have been so far? I mean, first in total yards, I think second in scoring offense, and what you guys have been able to accomplish?
Oh, I was absolutely hoping it, but you never know. I mean, so many things can happen during a year. It's so hard to predict the outcome of a year, what kind of team you're going to be. But I definitely had visions of this, and I think we all did. And we're excited to see if, you know, if we could live up to the own expectations that we created, because we talked about it a lot this offseason and spent a lot of time talking about the explosiveness and the capabilities of, you know, where we could be in, you know, ranking in offense with the type of players we have. And, you know, I think we're right where we needed to be. And then I like where we're at going into the postseason.
when you look at Green Bay's secondary, what have you thought of their all those young corners that have been having to play because of injuries?
Really good group. Really good group. You know, there's so many different numbers that have been switched in and out. And I know two rookies that you wouldn't know they're rookies unless you looked at the stat sheet and saw years of experience next to their name. You know, thinking back to just a couple different games, just seeing guys that make plays that you don't expect them to make. There's a couple plays against Oakland that I saw 23 make that, you know, you can just tell he's not playing like a rookie. He's seeing the game. He's seeing guys around him and understanding who's supposed to go where. And if they're not there, he's covering other guys' butts. You know, and then Burnett's been there forever and been such a great player. And you know, Clinton Dix is a young guy, but again, he doesn't look like he's a young guy. He looks like an experienced corner or experienced safety that can cover the ground. He can stop the run. He made a couple nice plays in the red zone last week in Washington. I mean, just really top to bottom, just a very, very polished group. And you know, there's a reason you hear that Green Bay is such a great organization because, you know, it's a lot of homegrown talent and guys that have been there for their whole careers or grow up in the same system, and the system doesn't change, the play calls don't change, all the different fire zones that they can bring. You know, you don't see guys blowing coverages that are rookies because they learn it from day one, and they'll probably be running it their whole career if they stay there because it's just so consistent there. So it's just, you know, it may be young at some places, but it doesn't show.
In the last game against the Packers, you guys found some success isolating some one-on-one matchups against their linebackers in the pass game. And after that, we saw Minnesota do the same thing and then Washington tried again. Did you guys feel that you may have found something there that you liked in those matchups?
No, I mean, we don't really do a ton of game planning for one-on-one looks. You know, that's not what this offense is based off of. When we do get those looks, we like to exploit them or take advantage of them. But we just hit a couple plays and made some nice plays and making guys miss. And you know, first we got open, but I think really what Dave did with the ball after the catch was extraordinary. A couple times, I mean, just making multiple guys miss on one play. But you know, that's not you know, we're not you know, focused on mismatch here and mismatch there. We're just focused on running our system and trying to make the defense keep up. And if they don't, take advantage of those opportunities.
What does this mean for you? I mean, you're 36. That's not exactly old, but I mean, you know what these opportunities are like. I mean, but between injuries and supporting cast, there's no guarantee that there's a next year, you know?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You know, it's been a great season. It's been a blast. And, we started the season with one goal and we still have that goal in front of us. And we realize how rare this opportunity is, how important this opportunity is. And we're excited to, we're just excited to play. I mean, it's been a long couple weeks. You know, we lost our last game in a game that was just kind of weird and awkward. You know, when we were focused really on this game, we shouldn't have been, but, we're just excited to play and understand, there's no doubt we understand how important this is and how rare these opportunities are.
Maybe not the veteran guys so much, but at least the younger guys. Do you have to guard against overconfidence considering the way that the first matchup went?
I'm sorry.
Do you have to guard against overconfidence? I mean, maybe not you veteran guys, but maybe just to remind the younger guys to not get overconfident just based on the result a couple weeks ago?
You know, I think we learned a lesson. We were pretty confident and maybe overconfident early in the year and lost a game that we really had at home to St. Louis. And I think that was really kind of an eye-opener for a lot of us and something that made everybody realize, all right, it's time to get back to the drawing board and just go back to work because maybe we were thinking more of ourselves and what we really are. So that was a good lesson learned back then. I really don't think that was the case against Seattle. But you know, like I said, we're just excited to play again. It's been a long time since we've been on the field.
And Bruce was telling us there just did seem to be a lot of energy for that Seattle game. And now, you know, it's going to be 3 weeks since you had the energy that he was looking for. Can you just snap that back in there?
Oh, it was back today. We just got off the practice field. And it was a great practice. It was back to what it normally is as far as energy is and just intensity and talking. And you can just tell. I mean, we're chomping at the bit to play and can't wait to get to Saturday. We have a lot of work to do because to beat this team, it's going to take a ton of work during this week. But we won't have that problem on Saturday.
Hey, Carson, just looking at last week with the way you guys handled the bye week, I know obviously your coach had mentioned, I think it was Green Bay on Wednesday and then Minnesota and Washington. What do you think the benefit was of that, and what can you carry over now that you guys, you know, do in fact end up getting the Packers again?
Well, it just gave us a chance really to focus on one style of defense because every team is so different of the three we were getting ready to play. And it gave us some film to watch. You know, we went back and watched it. We watched practice, Wednesday's practice of last week. And, you know, some stuff we thought we might like in the game plan and some kind of weeded through some stuff that was good, that was bad. And it really just kind of gave us a chance to work on our stuff each day and focus, you know, on one opponent each day. But at the same time, you're still working your base protections, your base run game, some of the base concepts in the passing game. And it's just a good chance. I really like the schedule. It was a great chance for us to just kind of take another step as a team.